3 of Ventino's podcast. Show number 2, season 3. My name is Anthony Tormacchio, along with Riccardo Santomaggio.
Ciao a tutti.
And Mark Fiorenti.
Good evening. Buonasera.
What's happening, guys? What's happening in the world of Juventus?
Well, we're back. Couple of Mondays now in a row where we've watched, where we've had games to follow up on.
When you said back, are you talking about the draws and everyone's getting too hyped up about it?
I'm just saying, same old Juve?
I'm saying it's like there's the 1 week and we are back after a week, but the thing is, once you've gotten that second game, you start feeling like, the season's rolling, it's starting to roll now. Yep. And look, like I said last week, we shouldn't get complacent.
Hey, you're right, Mark, Anthony, we've said it. It's too early to say.
Absolutely.
It is.
Very early.
I'm not happy, but it's only round two. You're going to get blips at this stage of the season. Mm-hmm. You're going to get inconsistencies. You're going to get players, Fagioli, for instance, who play their first full game without a preseason.
Yep.
He's a shocker, let's be honest. So I'm disappointed, but I'm not going to read too much into it. Unlike the three songs that I heard on my way here, all consecutive songs. How about these for three songs
back to back? Okay.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I've got The Eye of the Tiger by Katy Perry. And Lucky This Time by Mr. Big. To see the
Mr. Big's good. I don't want Mr. Big.
This was all on the radio, and I just thought there is a trend here, a sign. I didn't see any of that 16 hours ago.
Oh, it was terrible.
I'm not feeling it either. I'm not feeling like a tiger. I'm not believing.
And get ready for the rant. Tonight's rant on our podcast is dedicated to the Brazilian porn star that's hairstyle never changes. And I can tell you something.
Or defending.
But, guys, did you hear the news about somebody cracking the shits after the game?
Yes.
Didn't turn up to the press conference.
That's why the nutty professor did it instead.
He cracked it. He was yelling and screaming apparently in the rooms.
And I think it's acceptable on this occasion. Yeah. I think we were pretty hard done by. That's not being biased. I think we were pretty hard done by.
You think we were pretty hard done by?
With the VAR decision?
Oh, no, no. Oh. No, I'm talking about the overall performance because that first half was terrible. I thought it was terrible.
Oh, it wasn't great, but what I'm trying to say is we definitely had the better chances and we were pretty stiff. Not only...
Even the goal that Vlahovic scored, I thought was stiff as.
Yeah.
Because there was no impeding, nothing.
Yeah, but there was also... There was two possible penalties.
Oh, yeah, well, you're right.
And for me, I think there was definitely... The Chiesa one for me was quite clear. All I'm trying to say is, yes, we played half a game, but I still feel that we should have that game, you know, should have at least been 2-1, in my opinion.
So you were expecting a win this morning? Definitely. Should have been a win?
Yeah, really?
Mark? Yeah.
I think 1-1 was actually fair enough, considering how dismal the first half was.
Yeah, I get that.
Midfield was very poor in that first half.
Take away that Weah shot in the 60th minute.
But Bologna didn't put us away in the first half, let's be honest.
They could have. Shortly after being 1-0 up.
There's a lot of teams that could have put teams away, but if you don't, you don't.
Mate, Ferguson for Bologna, mind you, this guy is Scottish or something?
He's Scottish.
Mate, he had some blinders of chances to put us away.
Yeah.
He did.
But you're very, very lucky.
I understand that, but the thing is, the difference is you could have put us away compared to disallowed goals and clear penalties.
It's the way we played, and we played poor.
Oh yeah, I know we played terrible. I know we played poor.
Complete opposite from the two halves we saw last week.
No, I get that. But what I'm trying to say is that even sometimes great teams can win with just one half, and I feel that we could have.
Maybe.
If we didn't have that disallowed goal and the penalties that should have been penalties, we would be... Just all we'd be saying is we had a bad first half and then we hammered him in the second.
So in saying that, let's get straight into it.
Yeah.
So match day 2, and it was our first home game at Allianz Stadium. It was 1-1. Ferguson scored first in the first half in the 24th, and then Vlahovic in the 80th. Just a quick point on that one. That goal, Ilian Junior's cross was fantastic. Mm-mm. We'll get on to that. Absolutely awesome. Yep. Shots on goal, 14 to Juventus to 10 to Bologna, 3 to 4 on target. And we had possession-wise, it was 58 to 42. Fouls, 15 to 13. Offsides, 4 to 0, which was our way. Corners, 6 to 2. So, in saying that, Juventus, after this morning's game, are sitting 5th, 2 points off top. So, who wants to start?
I wouldn't read too much into the table. It's only round two. If we're 5th in 2 months' time, then I'm worried.
Yeah.
2 weeks in, neither here or there. Performance, pretty damn dismal in that first half. Vlahovic had 13 touches in the first half.
Yep.
The keepers had more. 15 for theirs, 17 for ours.
Mm.
He was so isolated, I'm surprised he didn't catch a cold.
But why was he isolated, Mark?
Because the midfield was atrocious. I highlighted Fagioli earlier.
Yeah.
You could clearly tell that he had no pre-season.
No, he was underdone big time.
Match fit.
Yep.
Locatelli. It's very rare for me to be critical, but he was very off. 82% pass accuracy, which again sort of screams out, is he playing bad because he's not playing in his natural position?
Well, we've been saying that for how long, Mark?
And Rabiot was pretty quiet by his
standards. He was just okay.
Yeah. Defence probably got even worse than the midfield. Mm. Well, actually, the midfield couldn't get worse than that. But Sandro in particular was atrocious.
Can I ask you guys about Sandro just quickly on that one? We'll get into it more about him after. Why is he pushing up so far forward?
Why is he starting?
Well,
why?
Why? Because he's a favourite of Max.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, out with the old, in with the new.
But
he won't do it. Not necessarily new either. He had a damn good second half of the season last season.
Mm. Sandro needs to understand he's not Sandro of a couple of years ago. That's right. That's the first thing. Second thing is, he's frigging lucky that he's getting a starting spot. I don't think most coaches would start him in the same.
Yeah.
And also, we're playing 3 at the back. So you shouldn't be going that deep. You can afford to do it when there's 4, 100%. Not when there's 3.
He was caught out big time, mate.
Right, I think Danilo played well. But Bremer, for me, I feel he needs someone next to him.
Yeah, well, I'm going to combine these two points. Yeah. You said lucky, Ricardo, and you said Bremer didn't have a really good game. Mm. I'm going to bring the two together. Sandro was lucky not to injure Bremer.
Yeah,
he
was. And that's probably why Bremer had a quiet game.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Because he probably could and should have been hooked.
Mm. Yeah.
Because he wasn't 100% after that challenge.
No, he was definitely not.
But again, we're going back to this back three business.
Mm.
I'm not a fan of it. I think Bremer needs someone, as you say, beside him. Someone like Gutti.
Yeah.
And push Danilo
What's
to
he
right
done
back.
Wrong?
What's he done wrong?
I can't work this.
He's seen no minutes. Has he seen any minutes this season?
I don't know, man, but he's frustrating me, Max. Don't get me wrong. Like, everyone's pumping his tyres up last game. But for freak.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm pissed off.
I don't know if this was, apart from that, Max's fault, because the team was pressing today. But they were disjointed,
mate. Weah
and pressing in Weah the wrong wasn't parts of the doing, field.
I think Weah wasn't right today either. Like he wasn't him. Like he had one or two good, you know, plays, but leaving him,
he did. It looked like he copped a bit of an injury in the first game.
Yeah, Last week. He didn't look like he was 100. Oh man, I don't know.
So that it could have been because of that.
But the midfield was pretty poor.
Off game.
Horrible. Yeah. When your midfield's off, you just know they're the glue.
Yeah,
100%.
They're the meat in the sandwich, protecting the back three, helping the forwards out. And if they're having an off day, you're just having a.
And we're playing Bologna, and it's a first game at home.
At home,
that's a really
that's the other thing.
Poor effort,
and the crowd got cranky.
Oh, they're whistling.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like I don't blame them.
Yeah, they were booing a fair bit.
Yeah, it's just like the setup. I mean, all right, obviously wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Prim was in.
Perrin did well.
But Perrin. You couldn't blame him on the goal.
No, for a backup keeper, it's fantastic. But, you know, you look at that back three, it's all Brazilian. And, you know, I know Sandro had a good game last week, but, hey, mate,
I think they
got
need
caught out big time.
I think they need to change their Brazilian coffee blend, if you tell me.
To robust?
That could be the problem.
Bit of a robust?
Could just something better, because it's not working.
Maybe,
it's not working.
Maybe go for a bit of the Robos. The red tea express.
Oh, yeah. The Robustus.
Robustus.
From South Africa.
Chiesa looked off as well. Yeah. Vlahovic was isolated.
But in saying that, like...
Vlahovic did play well, though.
He got into good spots.
And he was getting in good positions. His goal... All right, well, let's go to positives.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, there were three.
The one was disallowed, I thought was awesome setup. Yeah. It was
awesome
a great goal.
On
it was
the
great.
Disallowed goal. Oh, it was, and a bit, mate. I know, I can understand why it was chalked off. You got to go able to let a little more.
Yeah,
but he wasn't obstructing the keeper. And if you look at the keeper's reaction.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew. He wasn't pissed off or anything like that or pointing. So he wasn't thinking that Rabiot's obstructed me.
Sometimes.
So that's one positive.
And also it was like, it wasn't as, from a keeper's point of view too, looking at the players, he might not have been clear that Rabiot was actually off.
Mm.
So he might have just thought, oh, whatever, they're on, and I copped a goal.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Mm.
It's Man, different it when it's pretty, like pretty unlucky. Pretty
you know, unlucky. A couple of horse lengths away.
That was pretty...
ironic when you're referring to Rabiot.
Maccabi, the gelding.
It wasn't bad, but yeah, it's he wasn't in the play. It should have been a goal, in my opinion.
And the only other two positives I can find, and they're connected, Ealing Jr.'s cross.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was
which
fantastic.
Found Vlahovic's head, which was positioning-wise, Vlahovic was good.
There we go. Like I've said on this podcast so many times, Vlahovic, the minute I saw that, I was like... He's in the position.
Yeah.
If that goes over your head or under, whatever, he's in the right position.
It's the delivery of the ball to him, but that's the thing.
No, I disagree.
Have a look at
the delivery.
The delivery
was pinpoint.
But Vlahovic is running into it.
Vlahovic's position. There's been so many times he's been at the front post or the back post for that. And I'd rather him be in the middle because there'll be more goals. Because if you're in the middle... You can go back, you can go forward. When you're at forward, mate, it's very easy for
but
it
just
to go
on
past
the you. Just watching the replay, when you see Ealing Jr. go to the line and look up and look in.
He was cool as
a
cucumber.
You knew straight away he was going to go deep.
Yeah.
Mm. And Vlahovic, that's one of his traits.
Yeah.
His head, he can
his
head the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He knew straight away he was on the angle, bang, he hit it.
Mm.
And it was Allah. But
and
that
also,
was a great
when
pass.
You're in the middle, all he had to worry about was getting the ball into the corner. Yeah. Not having to, when he's at, so many times he's at the front post and he's trying to track back. And that frustrates you. So he's, I think that's self-frustration. When he did that, I was rapt. Because I go, finally, he's put himself in the position where he needs to be.
Yeah.
You're in the middle and the ball gets cut back like Kostic does sometimes. You can get to that ball.
Mm.
Goes forward, you can move around. It's also defenders do it. Mm. You know, let's be honest. Defenders go on in a certain bit so they can turn to any position. They don't just go to one bit and worry about it. You've got to be in
so do you
positioning's key.
Do you think, guys, 2 points dropped this morning...
As far as I'm concerned, yes.
...is a very disappointing 2 points to lose? At this start of the season? I feel it is. I think this is first game home, playing Bologna. Mate, come
it
on.
Is very
have a look at lists of the
Bologna's
players.
Bologna's a decent team.
And Motta's a good coach.
Yes, he's a good coach, but have a look at the players that he's got to what we've got. Mate, we should have smashed them this morning.
Of course.
Also, the other two positives you've sort of touched on. One, it's your first home game.
That's what I'm saying.
You'd expect... The players
That's
to be
such
pretty
a bad.
And the other one is, look at how we played 7 days ago. You would have thought they'd bring that
chocolates of boil lollies.
Yes,
that's what it is, mate.
But that's Juventus, isn't it?
Maybe the 7 days is too long from games for us. We're not conditioned.
I don't know.
It's very
strange. I think you know, like next week's game's an away game, and I don't think we should be getting. People should just think, wow. Be a little bit concerned so far because you want to see now how to react on a bit of a disappointment.
I'm glad we're not playing Lecce next week. Because they are off to good start.
Yeah, yeah. But, very good. But these lower teams. Is Bologna? Well, they probably are.
Bologna's a mid-table team.
Yeah, but you play these teams, and they always play above.
But Bologna had a decent season last year. They lost Schwarzenegger, wasn't he there?
Arnautovic.
Yeah, they lost him, so that's a bit of firepower. Yeah. And that's what I was saying last week. I go, we should capitalize, but now they've got, Mr. Craig Ferguson or whatever his name is.
Man, I can't believe it.
Aberdeen or something.
I was just looking at it thinking, mate, this guy could have had two or three in the back.
Yeah, his positioning was good.
And the one that he did get was like, mate, how did Sandro do that?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? There's people make mistakes, right?
Yeah, but he does it too often.
That one was ridiculous, though. Why would you play that ball back at all?
But the thing is, he always pushes up too far.
He didn't even need to be there.
No, he just...
he didn't need to be there. No, he needed to do was actually go back. It's so funny. Sometimes our defenders, they just ball watch. That was actually the time he needed to ball watch.
Yeah.
But
he should have just waited for the clearance.
What does that say about a defence? We've been crying out for another left and right side. Backups.
Yeah.
You got Gutsy. He played the latter part of last season, was fantastic. He was phenomenal in games. He actually won us a couple there.
Yep.
And then you got Sandro.
It tells me.
On a last year of his contract. That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
It tells me that Sandro's still on the old 7-Eleven coffee blend.
Tastes like dishwater.
One game good, one game not.
He's a Bud Light that's gone backwards, mate.
You know what was... it's not my segment. But here's a little bit of a question without notice.
Go for it. No, it's not happening yet. The segment's not in. Just about the game.
The irony of the goal, assisted by and scored by two players who are currently on the transfer market, one, maybe even both of which, Juventus appears desperate to sell in Vlahovic.
Yeah.
My message is, God... I wish today was the 1st of September. Yep. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Because between now Saturday,
next show,
I am going to be shitting bricks.
No, I agree with you.
Looking at Juventus news. Because
anything could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, is it Juntoli? Juntoli?
Yeah.
He said, no, we're not going to. Bullshit.
Ealing Jr. has played well.
Oh, mate. Every game. Why would we be looking to sell these two guys?
I don't know.
And keep the likes of Sandro and...
Bonucci's trying to stay here for another year.
Well, I get Anthony's conspiracy theory that you mentioned 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Bonucci's thinking, I know I'm not in this guy's good books, but
Max is going to go.
That guy, Max, he's going to be out of here by about November, December.
He probably knows something in the dressing rooms and he doesn't know.
That wasn't my conspiracy theory. That's Bonucci's. That's not... Hey, Bonucci said that. He actually said that. Bonucci's anyway, probably head of the board, mate, and we don't know it.
I really hope we're not selling
Honest truth is, I think Vlahovic at the moment is a red hot form. Yeah. You've got to keep it going. He's got a lot to
use. I think a lot of teams have their players now. Mm. Like Bayern's got Kane.
Yep.
Real Madrid's still looking,
but they can survive.
PSG could come in.
The one that could because they're going to lose a lot of flyer power. But then,
they're also recouping a little bit of money they've wasted too.
Yeah,
they know that with Neymar and that.
Yeah.
What if Real Madrid make a last day attempt for Mbappe and they do sell him? Then PSG's going to come scrambling, perhaps. And that's why there's always ripple effects, domino effects in this transfer.
Can I ask you guys?
He's playing better now.
Yeah, can I ask you guys? Right now, are you liking what you're seeing with Vlahovic?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Different attitude, tempo, positioning,
motivated.
Yeah. Mm. It's actually more becoming of a leader at the moment.
I hope he's just doing that because that's Vlahovic. I hope it's not because he knows he is on the way out and there's no pressure to be a Juventus star in the future.
I think that's
what I worry about.
Fair point.
Because you think about it. If you know you're on your way out, okay, we can say all we like about, oh, you know, but he's getting played, and usually they don't play but players.
Out of all the players. But the
thing is, there's always that flip side
out of all the players, guys. The
expectation drops because you're thinking...
Out right. of all the players, there's about four or five players I can count right now off my hands that should not be at a club and should not be wearing a jersey.
Mm.
All right, Moise Keane's one, yeah. All right? Sorry, but McKennie should be at the door as well. I honestly believe that is a waste of time because why you got someone there that you've last year loaned him out with a prospect to be bought out.
Mm. To a club that was relegated.
Relegated, yeah.
Mm.
And then, you know, because of one tour match, you decided to keep him on the books.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
And then, you know, we actually got our tour that's at Fiorentina. We pay most of his wage there and he's playing minutes now. Which he never played before. He
played 72 minutes yesterday.
You know, and then Soler and who's the other player? Soler and Kaio George are going to on loan to Frosinone.
Yeah.
Which they wanted to sell Soler. No one, Feyenoord, I think, was going to buy him, but they pulled out.
I'm happy that no one bought
but
him.
But, you know, and then Ilin Jr. you want to sell off. I mean, there are players there that should be gone, and there's players should be staying.
Should be staying.
Vlahovic, for me... You need to keep him.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
He had a season that was interrupted by OP and all that, osteopubis and stuff.
You got to give him a run.
You got to give him a run, mate.
In contract.
That's it. Why? Because you want to recoup the 100 million that you're losing because of Champions League and stuff like that. That's not his bloody fault. That's your fault, management's fault.
Yeah.
But there are players that should be solved first.
Yeah, no, totally.
And you get, can, though. Who's going to realistically want Ken?
But also another thing
nobody
is, too.
Nobody wants him.
Another thing is, too, there's another way of recouping money, and it's like offloading Bonucci. And
Sandro's another one, because he gets bonuses on his last season of his contract.
You think the wages of their final years combined is probably 20 million.
So
it's not like you have to get rid of a player that's worth 20 or 30 million.
Mm.
You should be looking also at players. I understand people don't want them, but even if you have to pay 10 of that 20, it's better than nothing. If you do that over X amount of players, you might not reach 100, but we've also sold players.
Pellegrini as well.
We don't need to do it to a lot.
You know, then...
Ravella's gone.
I mean, it's another thing too. Like, that's...
I still feel there's something else with Ravella. There's something else.
I think the injury they're worried about the injury record.
Oh, mate, come on, guys. And then what are the other players that have got their injuries?
They could have sold Meretti for at least 12... And you would have probably done that instead of the 17 for Ravella.
Yeah, what is it, the 2 year?
loan fee. My God. I find that remarkable. Here you go, Lutz. You'll give us the 17.
After they stuffed up with SMS to how many years. Yeah.
Mm. Which, again, tells me that it's not just about getting the buck now.
It's about do us a favour later
but
on.
I think it is.
Zaccagni?
It's nice
we could get Zaccagni.
That's what I'd be thinking. I've said that before. But also the fact that if you're going to get 17 million in 2 years, that means you don't need the money right now.
Which is, I thought we do need the money.
I think we do.
That doesn't make sense.
To me, I feel that there was an injury cloud over Ravella.
He's missed a lot of games, and there were concerns. And
look what he did at Monza, man, last year. Phenomenal, mate.
We have gone through, and we've said it on the podcast before, we've gone through many injury-prone players, and we still are. So, do you risk it?
Maybe. Is that why they're playing?
Would have risked it.
I would have.
I would have risked it, but maybe they don't want to risk it. Because
it could be like Verratti. Verratti's very injury prone.
Yeah, same.
But a very good player.
Yeah. Yeah, there are players that can.
Are you putting Pogba in there?
I'm not putting Pogba in there. If we want to continue talking negatives or positive, we'll start with the positive and then end with the negative. Hey, Paul Pogba, remember him? He played 25 minutes, so we're up and running on our
26.
He played 26.
Yeah, he came on the
66. So as of now, I'll go to our list here.
Some 10% there or something.
Yeah. Okay. So we've made it. We've got this bet. Up until Christmas, how many minutes will Pogba play?
So Mark, I think I'm already screwed.
So Mark says 220 minutes. I said 169 minutes, and Anthony said 110. So he's played 26 minutes.
I'm possibly five games away from losing my bet.
He played 26 minutes.
Deschamps.
He was worth every 26 minutes in this game.
Can we talk about Deschamps, what he said?
let's
Pogba.
Okay, okay.
Hold that.
Paul Pogba.
He was worth the 26.
Three midfielders around him. Gets the ball, passes it to Illing Jr. For the cross.
Well,
for
no.
Which led to the assist.
That was a lost ball.
It was lost ball.
All right.
Yeah.
He actually got us. What did he then
do? What about the flicks and tricks, the unnecessary flicks and tricks in front of the penalty box,
which
resulted in a turnover and an oh shit moment when scores were 1-1?
True. That's true.
That's right. Mark's right on that one.
Totally agree. There were moments that a lot of players did things like that, but
he could have cost us big
there
time.
There was the one goal.
He did for now, assist we'll the assist.
Them. It was good. Yes. Okay. Yeah. He was the assisting assister.
And Deschamps wants him in now.
Deschamps, so that means he'll be injured.
Deschamps he's going to get injured. And it's going to be another 6 months.
And Deschamps going to make him play a coach soon.
He's going to give frog legs and chuck some frog legs with blood on him.
If Deschamps has Juve DNA, he'll call him up but not start him or play him at all. He'll just call him up.
That's worrying, to the group. But it's worrying.
It is.
That's worrying. Big time worry there.
And France is stacked with good midfielders. They don't need him anymore. Just my opinion anyway.
How many midfielders they have? They're so good.
Good midfielders. Yeah. Jeez.
Guys, the awards votes for the Alessandro Del Piero and the Amari Award. So we'll start with ADP. Who wants to go first for the best on ground? Juventus.
For me, Vlahovic.
Vlahovic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vlahovic was the man for me today. This one's
easy. No other comment about it?
I just think Vlahovic should have been two goals, put himself in good positions, was hungry. Mm. I thought he played the whole time he was playing was really good. For me, it was a clear winner.
Yeah. Mark?
I only saw two good players, outfield players, in that whole 90 minutes.
Yep.
One was Weah, made some key passes, almost scored the equaliser with a screamer.
Mm.
The other one was Vlahovic, and that's actually where I'm going. He scored two goals, one of which was harshly ruled offside. His positioning and finish on the goal was sublime, and that's where I'm going, Vlahovic.
You're going Vlahovic as well? Okay. Vlahovic. And I am going for Vlahovic as well, so that's a three.
I have a feeling we're also going to get a hat trick on the Amaldi.
Yeah. It was a pretty clear cut one when.
Oh, mate. Yeah,
pretty clear cut one.
Where do you want to go on this one, mate? Because that my rant's good the, rant. Don't worry about that. Yeah, it's going to be a ripper.
Definitely.
Go for it.
Definitely. I'm sure we're all going to get this. Definitely Sandro for not only his mistake, but also just playing poor throughout the game.
Mark?
Mate, I'll just say three things. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
This has been the most...
Sandro as well,
entertaining
okay.
award ceremony ever.
I'll go the clown tonight today, which was Sandro as well.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Allegri. I think of clowns when you say that.
All right, but he gets a very, very nice... Nice segue into the rant today. Trust me, he's going to get something very special today. So, all right, we're going to move on to our next segment, and I'll play the intro music for it. Make the person happy.
Great song.
So,
it's a song about Ricky.
Oh yeah.
Named after our DJ,
mate. Ricky the DJ Ricardo's
Ricky Sandro.
Sandro.
If only someone would shoot him.
Ricky, Ricky Allegri.
Come on. That time of the week, it is Mark's question without notice.
That song is 18 and Alive by Skid Row. Our average age this morning was very far from 18. It may have edged closer to 18 if Gutsy had started, but that's where the similarities will start and end. That's not my question without notice, but I could almost listen to this for another 5 seconds.
But you know what? I was listening today in the study, you know, just writing notes then about tonight's podcast, and I thought, yeah, come on, man.
Brings back some great check memories.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome memories.
It was great time in life.
Yeah.
High school, ripped t-shirts, ripped pants, and nice women.
Mm.
tuck shops.
Nice women. Yes, there is a song from Skid Row's debut album about nice women.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Called Big Guns. Big Guns. first song on that self-titled album. Yeah.
Great.
Anyway, I probably should go to... I think this worked last week, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Didn't we talk about that in Anthony's advice?
We did.
So, who am I?
Okay.
I plucked this player out of thin air, and I immediately thought, I'm on to something pretty good here.
Okay.
Because
okay.
this player is also a Piscean like our player last week. He's a former Juventus player. So
did he go to Merida?
He trialled with Merida, funny enough. Which I'll get to.
Ooh, okay.
So, for me, Juventus player, I was born on the 28th of February, 1942, in Mariano del Friuli, Italy. So, I'm an Italian player, mm-hmm. played for Juventus. I was born into a farming family. Upon my father's suggestion, I actually initially commenced... No, 1942.
Oh, sorry.
42.
Sorry.
What was that? Donatelli does look old, but
he does now, man.
He looked old as a 29-year-old.
He looks like Reverend Nelly's brother.
Champions League.
Oh, I was going to say, wouldn't he be like 60s or something? Totally.
Yeah, he's
like 60. Well, he won the Champions League as a 29-year-old in 96,
Yeah.
Give or take 60,
yeah,
close 60, to.
Yeah,
But I commenced studying as a mechanic in case my football career proved to be unsuccessful. At the age of 14, I had trials with Inter and Juventus, but I was rejected due to a lack of height. There's another clue for you, lack of height.
It's definitely not the atomic ant.
Oh, Jovinko.
Jovinko.
Nah, he's only about 30.
Yeah, I know. He's still 30,
Yeah, he was pretty good, but too short, far too short. 5 years later...
I'm not looking it up.
Having grown by 33 centimetres, pretty remarkable. I wish I'd gained 33 centimetres
full on,
man.
That's a rule size,
he's
mate.
Just eating the salami.
I made my Serie A debut with Udinese.
Yeah, because he's from... there.
From that region on the 24th of September 1961.
Mm-hmm.
I played for Udine in the 61-2 and 62-63 seasons before moving to Mantova in 1963, where I spent 4 seasons, making 131 appearances.
Eesh. That's a lot.
In 1967, I made a pretty big move to Napoli, where I spent 5 seasons, making 143 Serie A appearances for the club.
Is this the essay of the week? Essay without notice?
I can throw something in where you'll almost immediately get it, if you want me to.
Yeah, but what team does he play for at the end?
All right, well, I'll get
you
now.
He's a Juventus player, isn't he?
It was at this time in 72 that I made my real big move to Juventus, where I spent 11 years and won 6 Serie A titles, 2 Coppa Italias, 1 UEFA Cup, and I reached a few finals and semi-finals of some other European Cups but didn't win them. I retired in 1983.
I was going to say, it's not later on.
A 41-year-old.
Ooh, Michael Tuck.
No, was he a defender?
Michael Tuck from Hawthorn.
I'll throw something in now that you should get it.
Go.
All right, so by the late 60s, I was a mainstay in the Italian national team.
Did you? No.
In 1980, I won the goalkeeper of...
Oh, Zoff. 1982,
sorry. Dino Zoff.
Yeah, Zoff, yeah.
Oldest player to ever win
the
World Cup.
If you would have said keeper, bang, boom, two in a row, mate. Yeah, you would have got it.
Straight away. Yeah. It's too easy if I do that.
Once he said that, I knew it was him.
We'll give a round of applause.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Especially such a high-profile player.
No, that was good,
mate.
I'm really
that
not.
That was actually a good question without notice, mate.
I'm really not good with older players, but there's certain ones that I just know. Yeah.
Sixth highest appearance maker for Juventus.
Yeah.
was there 12 years.
That's pretty good considering how long Buffon was with us.
Yeah.
Played, managed.
And Buffon didn't really get injured, did he?
No, not really. Much. So the longest head I remember was only a couple of matches. Yeah.
So that's actually pretty impressive that he's had that many. Although Buffon does have higher, I'm pretty sure he's like in the top five or something of appearances.
Oh yeah,
Juventus
and Del Piero.
Yeah, Del Piero's there as well. And he had a fair few injuries, but he was there for a long time.
I watched that game when he did his knee.
The thing was, Del Piero was obviously there for a very long time because he didn't play.
Do you know Del Piero, when he 17 years. Before he did his knee, people don't realise he was actually really quick. He was actually quicker.
Yeah, like, of course.
Pace, agility was a lot more quicker. When he had the knee injury and came back, he was actually slower.
He reminded me of his game.
Yeah, he reminded me like a bit of a Pirlo. You know how Pirlo's got time? Like Del Piero broke that and then did the one or two.
He did a lot more cutbacks and stuff after his injury.
Yeah.
And that's good. That he's played to his abilities.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that'll come up in advice of the week at some point.
Yeah. Well,
playing to your abilities. All champions have to do it sometimes. I shouldn't say all, but a lot.
A lot.
That was very good.
Well, thank you.
I was very impressed.
DZ.
Well, what's next week's one?
Oh, I'll think about it around 7:45.
Before we get into our next segment, I want to ask Mark a question because Anthony didn't go and see this movie. What did you think about Sound of Freedom? Honest truth.
Oh, jeez. I don't like getting political in public spaces.
Yep.
And this is, as far as I'm concerned,
you're
a public space.
You ran a camp, and
you might want to play Motley Crue. Your song as a rant, but look, I'll answer your question.
Go for it. I want your honest opinion.
I wouldn't say I enjoyed this film because it left me feeling quite sick.
Yeah.
You want a song played from Generation Swine?
Hey, good one.
But honest truth, the way they've done that movie, and even that there's this, a period in that movie where the girl is... He goes, close your eyes, yeah? Because it's a single. I'm just wanting to say, the way they did this movie, it makes you feel like, you know, you're in the movie.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it through the girl's eyes.
Yes.
And the way they did it is totally different to a normal movie.
Mm.
But emotionally.
It's tough to watch.
Yeah.
Horrible
especially
to watch.
Especially
you've
got kids.
I was just going to say that. I didn't have my children on Thursday night when I watched. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit dry in the throat. I'll put it that way. Mm. I'm happy I didn't have my children on Thursday night because it's one of those films that is very touching for probably all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
They rattle off a number of statistics at the end of the film. JC does a phenomenal... Oh,
they always hit you, don't they, when you get those?
Yeah.
Oh, was it just like with nothing in the background? No music?
No, it's JC talking at the end of the film.
Okay, yeah. He does
and
something.
And he rattles off some...
Yeah, real horrific
stats.
Stuff, yeah.
The one that just hit me in the guts was that there is more slavery today than there was when it was legal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
and
sad.
And you just walk out and the only... I guess nice thing about this film was hearing lots of members of the audience clap at the end of it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because I just thought at least it's good, it's raising awareness.
Yeah.
And as a father of two very young children, fuck, I worry when I'm at a park and places like that and... Let me say
every
my anxiety
seconds,
levels have gone up since that. I had the benefit of having had my children from Friday night to this morning.
Yeah.
But as a father, I felt grateful on one hand.
Mm.
On the other, anxious after watching this film.
So, Ant, if you ever want to check out a movie, it's something that I've been waiting since July of this year because it was released in America.
Mm-hmm.
It took 5 years to get to the cinema. Hollywood had the rights. Fox had the rights. They did not touch it. It sat on a desk because it would rattle a lot of cages, apparently, in Devil. I call it Devilwood. Jim Caviezel, that plays Tim Ballard, the actual guy who actually did the rescues, multiple rescues. Full credit to him, mate. Jim Caviezel and Eduardo, all the people that did this movie. I'm just saying, you're probably thinking, why am I mentioning this movie in this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
It's because Jim Caviezel says you need to pass the baton on.
Yes.
So I passed the baton on to you and to a couple of other friends. So just go out and see this movie and support it.
It's phenomenal.
Because it's like hit like, I think, 280 million.
And it's quite, I'm going to use this word the third and hopefully last time in this podcast.
Mm.
It's quite ironic because on one hand, you've got the people behind the film promoting it.
Yep.
And you and I are one of those sorts of people. But then you've got people who are suppressing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
The movie itself is sickening.
Yeah.
But then the thought of people, powerful ones,
it's trying to stop
suppressing it.
Yep.
Takes it to a whole new level.
Mm. So just, I wanted to get that in, and thank you.
Do you guys recommend me watch it before the Extreme and Living Colour gig or after?
Maybe after.
I'm thinking
maybe
after.
Because
that's my next window where I think I can watch
a
movie at the cinema. Isn't it? Or this Sunday night.
Oh, mate, Living Colour, man.
Living Colour Extreme, is that next week?
Yeah, it's next week.
Yeah, I'm going on the 10th of September. So.
Enjoy.
Great. So, my birthday is
the
next
day. Maybe I'll watch the movie on that day. Is that all right?
Mate, go.
Maybe watch the movie and then go to the concert because you'll need the concert to lift your spirits.
Mate, and I love when he says about, you know, there's a passage in the Bible about the millstone around your neck because Jesus said, don't ever touch children because, you know, you're better off.
Mm.
Now,
down in the gutter.
Down in the gutter. It's the time of the week. It's Anthony's advice of the week. This should be interesting.
My advice of the week is go out and watch Freedom because I also no. I'm not going to joke about that. I haven't seen it, but I'm thinking maybe I might go.
Honest truth, it's not like your normal movies, but you'll walk away saying, "Well, you know,
it might be a Saturday night movie." Couple days before, I think I might do that. See how it all pans out.
What do you got to tell the listeners?
Yeah, nothing about Allegri this week, which we could have talked about that. But at the end of the day, he doesn't want to do a press conference.
Tell you what, mate.
You know,
you would have lost this.
We already know he's an idiot. That's fine. My advice of the week. We went last week. We were talking about, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
That's right.
Good message.
It was a good message. I'm going to go down those lines again.
Good.
I'm very, very disappointed. I spoke to a fellow member about this, even though we've spoken about it a lot on this podcast, but I spoke to Phil about it, and we were talking about the back. It doesn't work. If a back three doesn't work against Bologna, right? Again, no offence to Bologna, but if it's not working against them, it's not going to work against a Milan or an Inter.
Oh, exactly. And Milan scored 8 goals in their first two games.
It's just
rip us apart with a back three.
Even if it's a tight game and we lose by a goal, it will be because of that.
Yeah.
We need to go back to a 4-4-2. It's as simple as that.
4-3-3.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay. But 4 has to be at the back. Because our players are just
don't work.
It's not working.
No.
It's a pretty simple advice of the week.
Yep.
But I'm going to say it now because I'm hoping that I don't have to talk about it too much in the future of the year. But I don't think I want to come back to it. I think I'm just going to nip it in the butt in this game.
Yep.
Because that was the reason why we copped it.
So technically you're saying
your advice of the week. Get Gutty in. And play a 4-4-2.
Yep.
And I don't care if Sandro's on the left. Because it won't matter.
Nah, we've got a natural left back now. We've got Gutierrez.
We do. But I'm just saying. If Sandro's going to be the golden child, put Gutty in the middle. Because Gutty will clean up everything if Bremer doesn't play well.
And compliments Bremer.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah, and put Danilo at right back.
Mate, he could play a one whatever in the front and just have Gutsy. That's how good he is.
Now
I'm a worthy advocate of the
Is that your voice? Cat. It's done? It's done.
Free Freddy.
Free Freddy. Yes. Cats.
That's my next one.
And you'd free another Freddy up the field.
You basically just lit a massive bushfire at 48 hours because I'm going straight.
Croissants are burnt, gnocchi are burnt, pizza's burnt. We're in trouble. Well, hopefully we can.
Mate, it's enough. It has to be done.
The South Yarra Fire Brigade is on its way.
Just get ready because the crew and Def Leppard, pour some Bella Sugar on the panettone.
Pour some Sandro on me.
All right. It's Ricardo's rants. We all know where this is going, yeah? So hang on. I'm going to take off the headset here. You guys just keep talking. This is a part of the rant. Okay. So you guys just keep talking. Yeah.
So,
put some Sandro on me. Go on with that.
When you were asking
Sandro, no more. For fuck's sakes.
Quickly.
All right.
Just quickly.
Had to be done.
Come back to it.
Sorry.
I still heard that loud and clear. You said that from the other end of the restaurant.
Sorry. Okay.
The firefighters.
The rant's this. When does Max understand that Sandro's finished? No, honestly, guys, I literally wanted to headbutt the TV screen this morning. Sandro, the guy that looks like a porn star stuck in the 50s with a hairdo, he's finished.
That's what I was going to say because you
said earlier. No, he's finished. Can I please explain, is Max sleeping with the guy?
Probably.
Is he doing some Moulin Rouge or something with him? I don't know what's going on, man.
Veronique.
Could be.
They're mixing. Brazilian
could be the gelding on one side, Veronique on the other side, and Sandro in the middle. Ba ba boom, ba ba boom, mate. So all I'm going to say to you is this: Sandro, you're finished. Honest truth.
Big time.
That first one, I blame you totally. You can't look. You're off the bench, yes.
Mm-mm, yeah.
That's fine.
Honest truth.
Got pizza,
but Freddy Katz, Coutinho, mate, chuck him on, mate. Mm. What? Why is he doing this? Why is he prologuing the suffering? Is he going to play Gutsy in round 10?
Second half of the season, like last year.
No, that's where we're heading.
When we're fifth last, not fifth.
No, but I'll make a prediction right now. If Gutsy's not playing in the next game, he won't be played until round 6 or 7, I reckon. He'll play him later.
He's got to after today, though, doesn't he?
And then he's got the audacity to crack the shits and not do a press conference after the game. You know why? Because he knows
The problem is, if it continues at 3 at the back, what happens? Where does Gutsy play? Is he going to take Bremer's spot?
In Sandro's position.
No, it's Sandro's position.
And then Cambiaso cops it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, still play at left wing back like he did today.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Last year, when we were playing a back three towards his second half of the season, you know, March, April, May, it was Danilo in this order. Danilo on the right, Bremer in the middle, Gutsy on the left.
Yep.
Max is probably thinking, oh, Sandro's my only left-footed central defender. But central defenders are a real stretch.
You know when he's going to put Gutsy on?
When you think of Sandro.
He'll put Gutsy on in the Lazio game.
Yeah, when it's...
And guys, that was...
1-2 or something.
And that was my rant.
It's a good one.
I can honestly tell you, I have had enough. And I think Juventus fans have had enough too.
Surprising seeing Sandro start.
No, it is. I mean, I know last week he was good. That's one game in how many we can talk about, but
I think his bonuses might depend on how much game time he gets. So, like,
at the moment, he's getting his money's worth.
He's going to get that extra bonus, so he can keep his slick porno hairdo up to scratch.
And do you think Max is getting a cut back?
Maybe.
They've done a side deal.
And then Bonucci's going to get cutbacks off him.
My prediction.
DeShilio's.
Yeah. I forgot about him.
Slicing salami. DeShilio's slicing salami in the Dolomites, mate. Right?
Pinzoglio is making the coffee machines. Yeah, when I was inside the rooms, they've got Lavazza machines, all that. He does the coffee. I can guarantee he's serving the coffee
mate,
to the
mate, I'd do that for $300,000 a year.
Same here.
I'd do that here for the podcast for free.
Can I just say...
Because I'd go out and buy the beans as well if you pay me $300,000 a year.
There's enough of Lavazza there to
I grow them too. Free of charge.
All I've got to say is this. My prediction is coming so far, starting in the right direction.
Go easy. We've been talking about the Freedom movie here. Let's not get too far.
There's a bad joke there. There is a
not
bad
even
joke.
I'm going to say
there
that.
Is, there is, sorry.
But all I'm saying to you is my prediction is starting to come reality, yeah?
It's only the second game.
Okay. If the next game, I'm telling you, mate.
Rugani's going to play right back next week.
And they're going to sign him up to another contract. Mate, what's happening to our team?
I don't understand.
Can I ask anything you want?
We're in open mic now. Go for it.
The guy who played the most amount of minutes, probably only second to Rabiot, outfield player last season, was...
Kostic?
Playing a big fat zero so far.
And they're trying to get rid of him too.
I think, is that why?
Oh, mate, I'm telling you.
Is that why?
Yeah. I reckon, yeah. There's got to be someone else go, for sure.
Because I'm so surprised he's seen...
What happened to Moise Keane's deal? It fell out again, did it?
Yeah. Fulham woke up. They said, hold on. No. That's the same guy that used to play for us that was SHIT. Why would we want to go back into the market for him?
We've got a problem.
Houston, we've got a problem. And Milan.
Juventus, we've got
Milan
a problem.
As well, they thought, we've just scored 8 goals. This guy, he'll probably create 8 opportunities.
But he's 8%
match,
more better.
But he will convert
0%. 8% more better.
Just to keep Giroud at bloody 42.
He's Zelta's agent.
Yeah, but he's better than...
Can I just say something about Zelta?
He's half his age.
Ibrahimovic.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Can I just say, like, he's come in and said about those Scudettos.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say it straight. I'm going to use it, and I'm going to say it. I couldn't give a fuck. Sorry. I said that word. I'll tell you why.
Because he was an Inter player too.
Yes.
Which is good. Because
why?
Because
why is it good?
Because
he jumped ship.
Because if he never played for Inter, people would just talk about it and go, that's all right, he's just the
But he jumped ship, mate. He went to the wrong team.
I understand. But the fact that he played for the... I don't think it's a bad thing that he said it, because it's truth. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but the thing is, he says it now, where back when I remember... He really just said Juventus did this.
Yeah, well...
Like, what I'm saying to you is...
Yeah.
He said a lot of things back then that I still remember, that I've got in books that he said in interviews and stuff too. Yeah. So what I'm saying to you
that's
is...
That's a money thing, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Now that he's retired...
And then you got some Papagallo...
The truth comes out.
And you got a Papagallo that came out on a chat saying about... Who cares, mate? Who cares? Mm.
Christian Vieri said similar things, though.
Christian Vieri is different because he actually defended Juventus to the cows come home, because when his phone lines were tapped, if you remember, he really stuck. He stuck with Juventus too to a certain point. We got to remember, he only played one season with us.
Yeah,
mm. We're the ones that sold him to Atletico Madrid,
and
for
also
money.
He played at Inter. He played at Inter for a long time.
He did. How many? 5 seasons or 4 seasons?
Oh, maybe 5 or maybe.
With us, it was one season.
He still has a link with Inter. So for him to talk
about...
So
his link with Inter is more stronger than Juventus. When people talk about, but he was... 1 year.
It's like a Henry thing. Henry
was 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, and look what happened. He became a gunner and he was an absolute freak. Yeah. We just... Don't know if the Ancelotti wasn't our coach at the time. He could be...
Who knows?
Who knows? Like a lot of other players.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, in saying that, guys, we are playing Empoli next game away. Expectation in this game, are we going to see a different formation? Are we going to see different players come into the team? What is your expectation next game?
Different formation, sad.
So what are you saying? From a 3-5-2, I don't think you would change it.
Different players, I expect. I do expect Sandro to be hooked and Gutsy to come on in his place. I also...
What about the midfield? Because the midfield this morning, Weah, Fagioli, Locatelli, Robbio, Cambiaso.
This is where I'm scratching my head and thinking, I hope it doesn't happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if... I'm going to take a while to say this, but I wouldn't be surprised if Allegri hooks Fagioli and starts McKennie.
Yeah,
I hope I'm wrong,
mate.
But after what we saw,
you know what? He probably would do that.
Yeah, but that's
he probably would do that.
He seems to like McKennie.
Yeah, but it's harsh to do that to a player after the first game and after not being there in preseason.
I agree. But he also hooked Fagioli after he conceded or turned the ball over last season. A minute after he committed to that error. Bang, he hooked him, and poor Fagioli was on the bench.
You're right.
If it happens for like a few games, and then he gets hooked, fair enough, but not after one.
It shouldn't happen, but I wouldn't be surprised. But apart from the Sandro one, I expect formation, no change, starting 11, one change with Sandro coming off, Gatti coming in.
Mm. Is the do you guys think that the...
Perin maybe...
Will come in. Sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah. But that's neither here or there.
You never know, though.
Do you think at the moment what you're seeing with Chiesa and Vlahovic, it's working?
I certainly saw it last week. Not so much today.
Yeah. That's because of the lack of the midfield. Yeah, what they were trying to do, Locatelli wasn't really good today. A lot of criticism going around with him at the moment. Well, I don't know. What do I expect him to be this? What is he expected? Firstly, that's not his natural position.
Nope.
He's taken that on board and he's trying his best. Mm-hmm. But today, he have an off day.
And you have those days.
You have those days.
Yeah, I just want to understand.
I think he's consistently good. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't have that.
You know what, Ant is saying that? A lot of people think he's not. And I don't understand where that comes from. Like, how can you say he's not?
No. I think what happens sometimes is when players get a lot of the ball like he does, there's more room for error. Mm. So people will pinpoint at that stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's a great player, but I think people are... What are they thinking? He's got to be a lot better than he is? He's still quite young as well. So... Yeah, pretty harsh. He's a player that you can keep. It's definitely not someone that you would be getting rid of. But harsh criticism.
Yeah.
It's harsh criticism.
It's a fair point because the other thing is he is young, and also most players who play the regista position don't really start flourishing until
later.
Mid to late 20s.
And that's in that position. You're a double pivot type player. Oh, you're defending, you're going forward to.
An important role.
There is going to be hidden.
And you've got to be very mature, all those sorts of things.
And I think he's already got that. There is going to be times where it's hit and miss. Yeah, there's passes and stuff. That's because he's getting the ball more. It's just how it is.
Do you think the criticism this morning in the result we got is more towards the coach or the players this morning? For me, it was 50-50.
Yeah.
Because I felt that Max didn't do the right thing.
With his lineup?
With his lineup, yeah.
Well, realistically.
And then the players. And then the players played pretty pissed in the midfield.
Were pretty disappointing.
Yeah, they were.
So, I'd say that's a fair summary, 50-50.
And do you think that it was right for him not to do a press conference at the end and crack the shits? I think that's very unprofessional.
It's very unprofessional. For a coach who's going to...
Oh, absolutely, it's unprofessional.
And first game at home.
Yeah.
But that's something we've grown with
accustomed
him.
To, haven't
that's
we?
That's unfortunate. Not that we should cut him slack, but it's also something that's not a shock, is it? It's not really a shock, is it?
No.
You know, he gets angry when we win. Why wouldn't he not do a press conference? It is, to me, there was no surprise. And Max Allegri, he should go and listen to our podcast on Podbean.
Yep.
Good segue.
iHeartRadio.
Yep.
Apple.
Yep.
Beautifully done. Spotify by Anchor.
Yep.
And Google. And if he doesn't listen to podcasts, he should get his ass over to our Facebook page, the Three Juventinos, JCD Melbourne on Instagram.
And what are you going
to
do after that?
And Twitter.
Instagram.
And then he's going to grab Sandro's his hair product that Sandro uses for his
Berry cream, Vaseline.
He's gonna pour Sandro's pomade. Is that how you say it?
Pomade.
I don't know. I haven't had hair in a long time. His pomade all over his body. Pour some Sandro on me.
With a bit of
Angelique with a strap-on dildo.
Veronique.
Throw in Arnold Schwarzeneggerovich. And you're in, mate. Have those visuals for a week, everybody. And we'll be back reviewing the Empoli game.
Until next week, you would listen to Three Juventinos.